The ingredients for an authentic Tampa Cuban sandwich are sweet ham, mojo marinated roast pork, Swiss cheese, dill pickles, mustard, and Genoa salami. Miami's mayor takes exception to salami on a Cuban, saying it belongs on a pizza. Ybor City residents say the Italian salami and the sandwich represents Tampa's rich immigrant mix. Even within Tampa's Latin community, there are arguments. Should a Cuban be served pressed or cold, with a slice of turkey or without? Yet all agree on one critical ingredient.
The one place you don't cut the corners is on the bread, of course.
Of course, the bread is the most important.
Cuban bread is Tampa.
Tampa Cuban bread has a crunchy, thin crust with a soft, doughy interior.
Cuban bread has a little bit sweet, a little bit sour, and then it also has that salt flavor when a loaf comes out right.
Copeland Morey helps run La Segunda Central Bakery in Ybor City. His great-grandfather opened it in 1915. His dad, Tony Morey, says his bread is better tasting than bread made in Miami.
Tampa's Cuban bread, the appearance is different. This one is a much darker looking. Miami's a pale white. You cut it in Miami, it just crumbles apart. This one doesn't.
At La Segunda, loaves are still made the traditional length, 36 inches, with a palmetto leaf down the center. The dough is dried for 8 hours to create the crisp crust. Loaves are baked directly on the hearth and not in a pan. The Morays won't cut corners out of respect for their history and their culture.
I mean, anybody can put ham and cheese in a sandwich and call it whatever they want to, but Tampa Cuban bread is unique. You're not going to find that anywhere else in the whole world.
The cigar worker families of last century have become Tampa's entrepreneurs. Michelle and Robert Fayedo represent the new generation. They sold their restaurant and now serve Cubans, devil crab, and burgers out of a food truck.
All right, what do you want? You want a Cuban?
In rallies, I've had people that came from Miami and told me, listen, I'm from Miami. I think we have the best. And they ate my Cuban sandwich and came back to my window and said, you know what? That's one of the best Cubans we've ever had.
You know, just because these people think there's a lot of Cubans in Miami doesn't mean that the Cuban sandwich is
right,
for there, okay?
Right.
Tampa has been serving up some form of a Cuban sandwich for more than 100 years, according to Andrew Hughes. The University of South Florida research librarian wrote a book on Tampa's century-old Spanish-Cuban restaurant, the Columbia.
My argument is we were having Cuban sandwiches here when Miami was still the gleam in an alligator's eye. It didn't even exist yet. So I'm not sure what they're saying their claim to fame is that theirs is the correct Cuban or that theirs is better. In any case, I think they're wrong on all counts.
Michelle and Robert Fayedo say they're willing to compete sandwich to sandwich against anyone, especially Miami.
We're Timpanian, baby. It's all good here.
You wouldn't back down.
I sure would, and bring it on.
It could come to a showdown this May in Tampa at the Latin Times Cuban Sandwich Contest. And Robert has a suggested rule. Miami vendors should not be allowed to use Cuban bread made in Tampa.
Now, that would be a great contest, but Miami's got to use their products.
Their products.
And we stick to our products.
Bobby O'Brien, WUSF 89.7 News.